mother or mom.
All right, and together they are your
parents.
And if they their parents are your
grandparents.
All right, and you, the two of them, your
grandfather and grandmother.
Do you what do you call them?
Huh? Granny and granddaddy.
Okay, and talking about a person's offspring, they say they're
children.
Yeah, and a name for a child, a name you might give a little child, or even a baby, just kind of a.
What, call him a kid or something?
Well, yeah, I was thinking of something like a pet name, a basket name, or a nickname. Any of those?
Nothing.
All right. If a something, you take a baby out and you put it in something.
A stroller.
All right. Or this is something that has a kind of like a hood on it.
A carriage weights.
Yeah.
A baby carriage.
All right. And then you take a baby out of that, you say you're going to what the baby? You're going to.
What, rock the baby or something?
Or would you, all right, you could say walk, but would you ever use something like ride or roll or wheel?
Hmm.
If you want to use the superlative of grown up, you know, talking about three kids, let's say, and this kid is fairly grown up, this kid even more so, but the other one, you'd say he is the
most mature or something.
Yeah, okay. Would you say the most grown up or the grown uppest?
The most grown up.
All right. And a female offspring is a?
As a girl.
And she's not a son, but a?
A daughter.
And a woman's going to have a baby, you say she's?
Pregnant.
Now, are there any other jocular terms or humorous expressions for this that you're familiar with? All right. And a woman who assists in the birth of a baby is called a?
What, a midwife?
All right. And if a boy has facial features very much like his father, you'd say the boy
takes after his father.
And if he behaves like his father, you'd say he
is just like his father.
All right. And if we say a woman, that woman has a hard life, her husband died, and she what, four children? She
raised four children.
All right. And scolding a child, you might say, if you don't behave yourself, you're going to
get in trouble.
Or get a
spanking.
All right. How about something more severe than a spanking?
You're going to get beat or whipped or
all
something
right.
like that.
And they see a small child and they say, my, how you've
grown.
And yesterday he what a lot.
He grew a lot.
And he probably will
grow.
The name for an illegitimate child.
What, like a bastard?
Yeah. Now, are there any other terms you've heard?
No, man, like maybe a half-breed or something.
Yeah, well, these are, I think these are like Woods Cold
and
Come by Chance or Field Cold Volunteer, so things that you're not familiar with.
Mm.
And talking about comparing the lovingness of two little children, you say, now, Mary is a loving child, but Nellie is even...
more loving.
All right. And if your sister has a son, he will be your...
my nephew.
All right, and if a child's parents are dead, he's a...
an orphan.
And if the court has to appoint someone, that would be a...
guardian.
All right, and if someone is talking about all the people related to you, you'd call them your...
my, what, kinfolk?
All right, and you'd say the person is of no relation, you'd say he's no...
kin to me.
And if a person, such as myself, you know, you see me in town, you've never seen me before, you'd say he's a...
stranger.
All right. Would you ever use the term, how would you use the term foreigner?
To refer to somebody that is from another country.
All right. And if a master of ceremonies says ladies and...
gentlemen.
Now, under what circumstances would you use the word gentleman? Other than something like that, very...
Referring to the character traits of somebody, of a man.
Meaning what?
That he is poised, I would say.
All right. But you wouldn't
well-mannered.
But you wouldn't use the word gentleman, just like you didn't say there's a gentleman at the door. Probably. Unless there was some... All right.
Yeah.
And the mother of Jesus is?
Mary.
And her, you know her sister's name was?